You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the New Testament verse by verse. We certainly look at the Old Testament as well. Lord, I thank you for all these listeners here today. Thank you to everyone who's taken the time to tune in here today because they want to hear a word from you. Lord God, speak through your word today. Lead us and guide us. Equip us with the truth today and send us forth. We listen for your voice. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are in Revelation chapter 7. Prior to getting started, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock, where we are having our verse-by-verse study in Revelation Thursday nights, 6 to 7. You're invited. Now, tonight, we are in chapter 11, and we're looking at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet, and that's starting in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And if we have time, we're going to get into the first half of chapter 12 as well. So you are cordially invited. We'd love to see you. I'd love to see you out at Island. A lot of you have been coming on the Thursday nights. Many of you are members of other churches, but you don't have anything going on Thursday night. And we'd love to meet you. I'd love to see you. That's tonight at 6 o'clock. Also this Sunday at 10:30, if you're looking for a new church home, if you enjoy these radio programs, you're invited out to Island. Sunday morning, 10:30. The place, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. This week, we're looking at something I've entitled Skin for Skin. It's a look at what the devil thinks about you, where he says all that a man has, he will give for his life. You know, the devil's convinced that you will do anything to save your hide. And that is the subject of the sermon. It's not going to be what you think. I'd love to see you out Sunday morning at 10:30. In the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 7. We only have a couple of verses, so let's hit the whole chapter here, and we'll highlight the last couple verses. Well, in the first 8 verses, we went through naming all of these tribes by name. And it's important just to see here that this is meant for you to be taken literal, at least the fact that these are Jews. Whether or not the number, as I said in yesterday's program, whether or not the number is literal, I don't know. I probably would guess the number is not literal because of the significance of the number 12 in the book of Revelation. But the fact that it is Jews is to be taken as it reads because of the next verse, verse 9. Now, after these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no man could number. See, the Jews are numbered. The rest of everyone else, it says, no man can number. Now, with that in mind, perhaps we do need to take that literal. The 12,000 from each tribe is 144,000. It's important that we understand the number, and it's important when it says in verse 4, he says, I heard the number of those that were sealed, 144,000. You know what that means? That means John heard something like this. Psst, by the way, there's 144,000 of them, John, and 12,000 from each tribe. That's what that means. He heard the number of them means that someone practically tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, guess what, by the way, there's 144,000 of these guys. They're all Jews. There's 12,000 from every tribe. So I stand corrected already in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Now, we learn these things as we go along. Should the number be taken literal? Yes. Why? Because he heard the number. And number two, there's a distinction given in verse 9. After these things, I looked and behold a great multitude which no man could number. Out of every nation, from every tribe and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Now get this, this group, this is right before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, this book is not chronological from beginning to end. John sees a vision all the way through, and then he moves on to the next vision, as it is here. He sees people at the end of the tribulation here, right before the Lord comes back on the white horse. Again, after these things, I looked and behold a great multitude which no man could number, out of every nation or ethnic group, the Greek word ethnos, from tribes, peoples, languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, having been clothed in long white robes with palm branches in their hands. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God and to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living beings, and they fell down on their faces before his throne. And they worship God, saying, amen. This is verse 12, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these in long white robes and where did they come from? Now, that's certainly an odd question. Why do you think they would ask him that? He'd have the slightest idea the answer to that. What's the answer? Why did they say it? It's so that you would know who this is. That's why. Let's go on. Who are these arrayed in long white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, my Lord, you know. So he said to me, these are those who come out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. This is why I said to you, this is a picture of the end of the tribulation right before the Lord comes back. This is what the scene in heaven is going to look like right before the Lord's return. Verse 15, therefore they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall neither hunger any more nor thirst any more, nor shall the sun by any means strike them, nor any scorching heat, because the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne shepherds them, and he leads them to springs of the waters of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eye. All right, what did he mean by this, that the sun won't strike them? Well, I want to show you the answer to that and what he meant by that. And if we could turn to one of the bold judgments in chapter 16, we'll see the answer to that. Chapter 16, verse 8, it says, the fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun, and it was given to him to burn men or scorch men with fire. And men were burned with severe burns, and they blasphemed the name of God who had power over these plagues, and they did not repent to give him glory. This is what they meant by that. Yet no, that by no means will the sun hurt you. That is, they won't take part in this. These people, they won't take any part in this bold judgment that's going to come upon everyone else. Notice it also says in there that they will not repent. They still won't repent. You want to know why? The people at this stage won't repent because they can't. It's too late for them. They can't repent. You see, the time is coming up where the door is going to be shut. We know from other texts that the door is going to be shut. Luke chapter 13, verse 24, where Jesus admonishes and he says, strive to enter in through the narrow gate, because many will try to get in and will not be able once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door. You see, the time is coming where the door is going to be shut and you won't be able to get into this kingdom anymore. Also, Matthew chapter 25, the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 were ready, 5 weren't. Those that were ready went in with the master to the feast, and then the door was shut. Likewise, too, in Romans chapter 1, verse 26, actually Romans 1:24 says, therefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who was blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to shameful lusts. For even their women exchanged the natural use for that which is contrary to nature. That is lesbianism he's talking about. Likewise, also the men, having forsaken the natural use of the woman, they were inflamed by their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the recompense which was fitting for their error. And just as they did not approve to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a depraved mind to do those things which are not fitting. You see, the people don't repent at the end of the age because they can't. They can't. Once God gives you up, you can't repent because your conscience is a gift from God. When God gives up on you, your conscience doesn't convict you. And when your conscience doesn't convict you, then you don't give a rip about what you do. Ever met somebody like that? Ever met someone who really didn't care what they were doing? You know, like I say, there's two kinds of atheists out there, the angry atheists and others that just don't give a rip. The angry atheist is angry because God loves them. You see, they got an itch that they just can't scratch, you see. They got, as they say in Italian, they got agita, you see, because God loves them. They've got itching powder, and it's not going to stop. God is pursuing the angry atheist relentlessly to try to get them to turn while it's still today, because the Bible says the time is coming where they're not going to be angry anymore. God loves the angry atheist, and that's why he's angry. God's pursuing them relentlessly because of his great love. That's the reason why. Heaven help the atheist and the homosexual and everyone else. That's not angry. That doesn't give a rip what they do. They don't give a rip because their conscience has been seared with a hot iron, and God has said, I reckon I can accommodate you. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. I think we'll pick it up in Chapter 8 in our next program. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth.